നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നാം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തഥോ ജയമദീരയേത്. നഷ്ടഫൈസ്വ ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭഗവത സേവയ ഭഗവതി ഉത്തമശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തി ഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠികേ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതി വാസുദേവായ. ഓം ജ്ഞാനതിമിരന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനഞ്ജനശലകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം ജന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം ജയന ഭൂതലെ സ്വയം കദാ മഹ്യം ദദാതി സ്വപദന്തികം വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരുന് ശ്രീയുതപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരുന് വൈഷ്ണവാംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സഗ്രജാതം സഹഗുണരഘുനാഥാന്വിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സവദൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദം സഹഗണോ ലളിതശ്രീവിശകന്വിതം ച. ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണാസിന്ധു ദീനബന്ധു ജഗത്പതേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമസ്തുതേ. തപ്ത കഞ്ചന ഗൗരംഗി രാധി വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷവാനസുതിദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയ വന്ദകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച. പതിതാനം ഭവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീയദ്വൈത ഗദര സേവസാരി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. കഥരസ്മദ് ഭഗവതം കീ ജയ്. റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം കാന്റ്റു 7 Chapter 15, Instructions to Civilized Human Beings. Text number 15. Dharmaratam apineheta Jataratam padanodhanam അനിഹാനി ഹമാനശ്യ മഹാഹേ ഇവ വൃത്തിധാ ധർമാർത്ഥമപി നിഹേത യഥാർത്ഥം വാദനോ ധനം. അനിഹാനി ഹമാനശ്യ ധർമാരഥമേഥാരഥം ബാധനോധനം. അനിഹാനിഹമനശ്യ മഹാരീവീതിദാ
ആ
Sambhadanodhanam Dhanamasya Pahari Iva Vidhidhidha Chant Dharmarakam Dharma Artham. In religion or economic development, happy indeed, na not, iheta should try to obtain, jata artam, just to maintain the body. Va aida dhana adhana, one who has no wealth, dhanam money, aniha the desirelessness, aniha manasya of a person who does not endeavor even to earn his livelihood. Maha Ahe, the great serpent known as a python, Eva, like Britida, which obtains its livelihood without endeavor. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition, just to maintain his body and soul together, or to become a famous religionist. Just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for its livelihood, gets the food it needs to maintain body and soul. It needs to maintain. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. Please repeat the translation. Even if a man is poor, he should not endeavor to improve his economic condition, just to maintain his body and soul together, or to become a famous religionist. Just as a great python, although lying in one place, not endeavoring for its livelihood, get the food it needs to maintain the body and soul. One who is desireless also obtains his livelihood without endeavor. Report. Human life is simply meant for developing Krishna consciousness. One need not even try to earn a livelihood to maintain body and soul together. This is illustrated here by the example of the great python, which lies in one place, never going here and there to earn a livelihood to maintain itself. And yet, it is maintained by the grace of the Lord. As advised by Narada Muni in Bhagavatam 1.5.18, Tashiva Heto Parayeta Yatita Kuvida. One should simply endeavor to increase his Krishna consciousness. One should not desire to do anything else, even to earn his livelihood. There are many, many examples of this attitude. Madhavendra Puri, for instance, will never go to anyone to ask for food. Sukadeva Goswami has also said, Kasman Badanti Kavayu Dana Durma Dhan Dhan. Why should one approach a person who is blind with wealth? Rather, one should depend on Krishna, and he will get everything. All the members of our Krishna consciousness movement, whether they be grihasthas or sannyasis, should try to spread the Krishna consciousness movement with determination, and Krishna will supply all necessities. The process of ajaghara vritti, the means of livelihood of a python, is very much appreciated in this regard. Even though one may be very poor, he should simply try to advance in Krishna consciousness and not endeavor to earn his livelihood. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 15 of chapter 15 of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 7, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Dharma artham api nehita jataratam. For maintaining the material body, one should not work so hard just for maintaining the material body. By nature's arrangement, maintaining the body and the soul together does not require so much endeavor as human beings are doing. Apart from human beings, other living entities do not struggle like human beings, but they have every facility they need for their maintenance. We have not seen animals going to school. to get degrees so they can have big building. And facility for mobility. Human beings are trying very hard, working very hard. We are working so hard that we have lost our intelligence to see that just beside us, animals are living peacefully without breaking their head like human beings. We don't see that. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying here, to maintain the human body, we don't need the struggle as much, because Providence is already taking care of everything and everyone. In other words, human being, human life is meant for Krishna consciousness. That's only the business for having human body. Krishna consciousness. Everything else will be carefully taken care of, peacefully. That means that our struggle is impeding our progress in Krishna consciousness. So the example of a python is given here. Python does not struggle for maintaining the body. Body is peaceful. Very fat, not even thin. It's python, very fat. Why is he not thin, although he is not eating and struggling as much? Because the python was peaceful in Krishna consciousness. It was peaceful. No anxiety. People who have anxiety, even if they eat the whole food in the world, they will remain very thin and skinny. Because anxiety is very, very destructive. The Prabhupada gave an example of Madhavendra Puri here, but also there is another devotee, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srivas Thakur. He has three brothers with him, making four. He has wife, he has children, he has servants in the house. So there are many. Lajitana Mahaprabhu told him, "My dear Srivas, you should travel to America." Srivas said, "Why?" Lajitana Mahaprabhu said, "See, you have big family here. How are you going to take care? Go out means travel. Go to America. You get money and you can take care of this big family." Srivas clapped his hand three times. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I don't understand your message. Can you explain?" So Srivas said, "If by surrendering my life completely to you and serve you 100% with my life, and in that way I cannot get my three square meals in a day, then I shall fast to death." This is unflinching faith Srivas is demonstrating. Unflinching faith in Krishna. Srivas is teaching that. I have faith that if I serve you 100%, I will be maintained, even if I don't travel. To sustain one's life does not depend on struggling with animals, competing with animals. That is not civilization. It is ignorance. So Siriwa said, I will not do anything else. I will remain your faithful servant with all my intelligence, with all my ability, with everything in me. I use it in your service. And if I cannot be maintained in that way, then I should die. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. I told Srivas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been hiding all along. He has been hiding. He never declared himself he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has always been hiding, but the devotion of Srivas, his faith, brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out. He couldn't hide again. He declared, yes, my dear Srivas, don't go anywhere. Stay here. Do you remember? Do you remember what I said? I told Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. Oh, now you're out. You've been hiding. Srivas brought him out. I said 5,000 years ago. You remember? 922, Bhagavad Gita. And Srivas said, yes, I remember. Here, Lord Krishna said, to those who constantly serve me with exclusive devotion. Exclusive devotion. Lord Krishna said, I will provide everything. He didn't say some things. Krishna said, everything. If one worships demigods and please them, they will get something from Krishna and satisfy their worshippers. But Krishna is teaching something in this verse, which demigods cannot do. Krishna said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking now, I will provide everything my devotees need, and at the same time, I will stay with my devotees so that whatever I have provided would never finish. Demigods cannot do that. They can only give, they cannot stay with their disciples. But Krishna said, I will remain eternally with my devotees so that their facilities remain inexhaustible, like me. Krishna is inexhaustible. His blessing is inexhaustible. You remember? Srivas said, yes, I remember. So don't go anywhere. And let me tell you, Srivas, even if Lakshmi Devi becomes a poor lady, this your house will never lack anything. Be happy with your Krishna consciousness. That is a great fortune. So Sukadeva Goswami said here, even if a man is poor, don't look for money. Look for Krishna only. If you look for Krishna, nothing will be lacking. If you look for money, money will finish. So many billionaires, they become bankrupt. But a devotee would never be bankrupt. Because Krishna stays with his devotees. To see that, whatever he has given remains eternally. So it is not an empty promise or empty advice. Even if a man is poor, don't look for money. So look for Krishna. That is the actual world for those who are very fortunate. Krishna. And then Prabhupada gave example of Madhavendra Puri. An exalted devotee. His devotion is completely pure. But the Madhavendra Puri never stays with anybody. He stays alone. He travels alone. He lives alone. But he's not lonely. He is not lonely. Why does he live alone? He does not want to hear anything from anybody except Krishna. He only wants to hear about Krishna, therefore he lives alone so that nobody comes and talks something else which he doesn't want to hear. He wants to hear only Krishna. That's the only thing that comes to his ears. Therefore he travels alone. He lives alone. He is not lonely. Because Lord Krishna does not live in Vaikuntha. Krishna lives in the body of his devotees. Krishna lives in the body of the devotees, not in Vaikuntha. So Madhavendra Puri has Lord Krishna locked up in his heart due to the quality of his devotion. So he travels only with Krishna. He lives only with Krishna. Therefore, he is fully independent. He does not depend on anything, on anybody. He is fully independent. He never asks for anything, but he has everything. One who has everything will not ask for something. So Madhavendra Puri does not ask for anything because he has everything with him. He has Krishna. He has nothing else to look for. So he lives alone. He never asks for anything. So Krishna told him, "My dear sannyasi, why are you not eating? Eat something." Madhavendra Puri was not skinny. He was fresh. What was fresh? Because that is the state of his consciousness. When one is spiritually healthy, the body will be healthy. One who is spiritually sick, the body will be sick also. Even if the body is fully maintained, the body will be very sick. But even the Puri was spiritually healthy. Therefore, everything about him was wonderful. So Krishna said, look for food to eat. Madhavendra Puri is fully busy in Krishna consciousness. He has no time for anything else. So Krishna said, you see, my dear sannyasi, if I see someone who does not depend on anything, I become the supplier, the servant of that person. So I'm a devotee. Therefore, I have brought some milk for you to drink. Take this milk. And it disappeared. But the Buddha Puri was looking, who is this boy who just came here, delivered milk, spoke so nicely, and don't disappear. Who is this boy? So he saw Krishna. And Krishna told him, I'm coming back. I will come back and take my pot. It's 18 pot. Why I guess I do with 18 pot? Is Krishna not coming back for his pot? Krishna is coming for the association of his devotee. So Madhavendra Puri was thinking, and Krishna came here and I didn't see him. Alright. He said he's coming back, so let him come. And Krishna came back. But then the Puri wanted to catch Krishna. And Krishna doesn't want to be caught by it. So they were competing.
Some other Christians tonight, they port away. I was running. But I went and put it loud. They say, Krishna, with all the strength as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, use it to run as fast as you can. You can run, run with your supreme power. But see, you are here, locked up in my hand. See the key in my hand. Where can you run to? A Christian cannot go out of the heart of his devotee. That is his abode. So Christian stays there. Therefore, a devotee has nothing to ask from Krishna, because he already has Krishna. Bilwamanga Thakura is praying to Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, if I have you, what is the use of other things? If I have you. And if I don't have you, what is the use of other things? If I have you, everything is complete. Then I don't need anything. If I don't have you, nothing is complete. Even if I have everything, nothing is there. So devotees have Krishna. Therefore, there's nothing to ask for Krishna. To ask from Krishna, because they already have Krishna. So Prabhupada said here, no one should desire to do anything else, even to earn his livelihood. Following the advice of Sukadeva Goswami. Why should one approach a person who is blind by wealth? What is the use of approaching a person who is already blind by wealth? It doesn't make sense. Rather, one should depend on Krishna and he will give everything. Krishna will give everything. It is not empty promise. We have seen this practically everywhere. Narada Muni delivered a hunter, a professional hunter. When Narada Muni told him, break your bow and throw it away, he said, I don't have degrees that I will go and get a job to maintain my life. My father always trained me to be a hunter, so I only know about hunting. So if I should break the bow and throw it away, how will I maintain my life? Narada Muni said, break the bow and throw it away. I will give you a different occupation. You don't need to go to school. I will give you occupation right now. He has faith. He has faith. With faith, he broke the bow and threw it away. Narada Muni said, the present occupation is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just sit here and chant. Don't go anywhere. Don't go here and there. Sit here and just chant this Hare name. And Hare Ram, the holy name of Krishna. Sit here. This is your present occupation. Chant this name only. He chanted. And what happened? And people started coming. Every single person that came brought something. In a moment, he saw that it was sufficient boga for his maintenance. And that is not for that day. It is for eternity. He didn't go here and there to look for food. What he needed came to meet him where he was chanting the holy name of Krishna.
So Prabhupada said here, once we depend on Krishna and he will get everything. This devotee got everything. He does not go for anything. He never go for begging. Whatever he needed, Krishna supplied everything at his lotus feet. That is the nature of Krishna. For one who has devotion for Krishna, we don't need to go here and there. Krishna will go and meet his devotee wherever he is. And having Krishna means that everything is complete. All the members of our Krishna consciousness movement, whether they be grihasthas or sannyasis, should try to spread the Krishna consciousness movement with determination, and Krishna will supply all necessities. So the Papa told His Holiness Bhakti Sarodha Madara Maharaj, give me your budget. Give me your budget. Don't fear if I will get the figure or not. Give me your budget. Because ISKCON means money. ISKCON means money. So give me your budget. Don't be afraid. Krishna supply all the necessities of the devotees. If we simply depend upon Him and do our best, all the necessities will be supplied by Krishna. After all, He has been supplying the necessities of human beings, living entities, since time immemorial. That is His nature, to maintain. The nature is to maintain. He is maintaining and He will continue to maintain. The difficulty is faithlessness and lack of devotion for Krishna. When devotion is there and faith in Krishna is there, everything is automatically available. This is the purport of this verse. The process of ajagara vritti, the means of livelihood of a python, is very much appreciated in this regard. Even though one be very poor, he should simply try to advance in Krishna consciousness and not endeavor to earn his livelihood. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one who lights no fire and does no sacrifice is condemned. So there Krishna recommends to work. What is the ideal?
Chapter 6, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is talking about one who does not light fire. Who does not perform activity useless. So here, Sukadeva Goswami said, one should not endeavor to make money. He didn't say one should. The Vedas don't say one should not work. He should not work. He should not just work to get money.
That's not necessary. It's a way for Krishna, but not just to maintain the body. It's to serve Lord Krishna. In this way, Lord Krishna is talking about any impersonalist yogis who think that perfection is about being practicing silence and sitting there and doing nothing. Oh, Krishna said, work fully for surrendering the result to me. That is sannyas. That is Krishna consciousness. Our selfishness should not be in what we do. It should be selfless in everything that we do. That is Krishna consciousness. That is what Krishna is teaching. So, improper renunciation is not authorized by Krishna. And what is renunciation? Work fully and give the real result completely to Krishna. And that is perfect renunciation. It's different from working to take care of the body, just to keep the body without Krishna consciousness. That's not required. In other words, in first canto Bhagavatam, Sudha Goswami was speaking to the sages and the missionaries. Even though, according to our karma, according to the mode of nature, we have occupation, we have duty. And Sudha Goswami said, even with that, if we are not doing it for Krishna's pleasure, we shouldn't do it. We shouldn't just act just for working. No. We have right to act only if it is meant for Krishna. If it is not for Krishna, we shouldn't do it. Otherwise, everything which you do will bind us to the reactions. That is what is keeping the material world on. Right? Have another one? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.